Crick from Ribbit, and I'm here with Joe Hofstetter from Microsoft. We're here together because Ribbit's introducing with Microsoft our new .NET developer framework and our Ribbit for Silverlight toolkit. Ribbit, as you know, is a programmable toolkit for developers that allows them to bring communication services like calling or messaging or IVRs right into the applications that they're building using commonly available development tools. Joe has been working with us to create this toolkit, and I think it's unique in the industry.
What's unique about the Ribbit for Silverlight toolkit is that it allows web designers and .NET developers to be able to take a drag and drop set of drag and drop controls and create voice enabled web applications or communications enabled web applications. It used to require actually a ton of tribal knowledge of different pieces of telecommunications equipment to be able to create a communications enabled application. And it was also quite cost prohibitive because you actually had to purchase the equipment to be able to and working within a lab environment to be able to create these applications. Now with this free toolkit, you know, developers and designers have the capability to download it, install it, and be off and running.
I think what's also unique about this is we're taking this toolkit where you have drag and drop elements, easy, rapid development, but it automatically connects into the Ribbit infrastructure, which then is connected to the global telecommunications infrastructure. And Ribbit being a part of the BT portfolio companies, we're able to bring to market this complete end-to-end solution. So we've got 190 countries, global presence with BT on one end, telecommunications service. We have Ribbit as the middleware. And then we have the programming language or the exposure layer, which is being provided through the Microsoft Development Toolkit, .NET and Ribbit for Silverlight. And so a developer within a few clicks and drags can actually exercise from the client-side application or the back-end server-side application all the way out into the global telecommunications network. And this can be done in fractions of minutes or hours.
And it's also completely customizable, so every single application that's developed using the set of controls in the toolkit is actually could look unique from each other, but still provide the same kind of functionality.
Right. So we do things like work with trading systems and financial platforms, for example. There are all kinds of compliance regulatory compliance requirements that these financial institutions are having to meet. With the merging of these financial trading systems and the communications infrastructure that we provide, they can actually meet compliance regulatory requirements, and they can also reduce latency between trade activities and the software that they're dealing with.
And in some business productivity type applications, imagine all of your applications that you use, you know, regular daily business use, the ability to take communications and voice, you know, especially voice communications, and embed them into those applications, the ability to provide transcripts of voicemails and have it show up within your application itself so you could better organize and be able to search on you know, different different parts of, you know, different conversations you have to be able to, you know, instead of having to think about, well, when did this conversation happen? Who did I have it with? The ability to have that embedded is a huge value add.
And Silverlight got a really running head start in the media and advertising industry, right? And so what this does, we're seeing this right now in the marketplace today, the media and advertising agencies are reaching out to use our programmable tools. And now having those available drag and drop with Ribbit for Silverlight, all the way connected into telecommunication infrastructure, allows a whole new set of interactive and engaging advertisement environments to be deployed on websites.
And to me, the most exciting part of this is really that, you know, it's not us thinking of the different scenarios and coming up with, you know, every, you know, finite thing that can be built. Is that it's going out to a, you know, worldwide developer community of millions of people out there who could really innovate at a very low cost and come up with the next killer app that in, you know, includes voice and communications within, you know, a number of different scenarios.
Yeah, everything from rich internet applications that are really extended virtual call centers. We've seen small companies come up with virtual call center applications using rich internet application tools like Ribbit for Silverlight. And they can deploy these things very quickly. They take advantage of calling, messaging, text messaging, transcription services, IVR. All the core capabilities of the telecommunications platform are now exposed and easily accessible for creation of these applications.
And I'm excited to see the first video game that's built that incorporates the, you know, Ribbit for Silverlight tools, you know, within it out there on the web.
Are you going to pick up real-time, like, voice and stuff and have these, you know, video game guys screaming at each other?
Oh, that would be great. You know, the ability to integrate it all together, to see
that's
messages
true.
Of, you know, what your, you know, what people around the world have done that given day.
Yeah, you know, Joe, the other thing about the Microsoft environment is that the 4 million worldwide developers, or I think it's more than that now, of the development community out there, Microsoft has a large percentage of what I would call enterprise class, like developers. And so system integrators that are creating all kinds of business workflows or improving business workflows, taking human latency out of business applications, by using tools that we're providing them, inventory triggers, HR events, you need to authorize a reorder. Well, you don't have to wait till you get back to your desk to do it. You can set up a communication service that reaches out to the person who has the authority, and the application can control that, log it, and become searchable and reproducible, and then the workflow continues.
And also integrating comms definitely allows you to also extend the whole enterprise application out to the mobile device itself, so people can receive SMS and other kinds of messages in, you know, in a much shorter time frame. So if you're, you know, if you're in an airport or something and you don't have your laptop computer hooked up, you have the ability, you know, almost all of us have some kind of smartphone, the ability to be able to reply to messages that then are processed automatically in the background, things like approvals, the ability to use voice to be able to trigger different events within an application too, almost in a IVR type sense, where, you know, you don't have to be, you know, where you don't have to take your hands off the wheel to interact with your application. You could just have it, you know, have it through your headset and choose, you know, select one or respond to a message.
Right. So we always get the how much does it cost question. Ribbit accounts are free for developers. You can come to developer.ribbit.com or ribbit.com, click the developer button. The account is free. That toolkit is free. And you need what applications will it work with?
Expression Suite or Microsoft Visual Studio. There'll also be a set of video, kind of how-to videos on posted on Channel 9 that'll show you each of the controls and how they're, you know, how they can be used to develop an application.
We invite you to take a minute now, go to developer.ribbit.com or ribbit.com and click the big developer button. If you don't have an account, you can get one with a few clicks. Download your development kit, start creating, build some innovative apps. And if you need help,
feel free to go to Channel 9 and watch the how-to videos and get going building some great applications.
Fantastic. Thanks.